doing it live, I'm just going to get stuck in. There's never a good time to do a fireside in a war because there's always shit that's going to be on fire and exploding. In theory, anyway. Okay, so let's talk big picture. We've had kind of an interesting week. As you guys know, we decided to be hyper-aggressive and jump deep into enemy space across a regional gate, which is apparently a big scary thing that the bad guys are more interested in putting down a million keep stars to avoid doing. And we lost, a couple hundred billion, I guess, of caps on Thursday night. And we did it because we're big dick ballers. We saw that the enemy was showing a little leg, as Asher likes to say, and I've sort of picked that up from him. And they had Titans. We took a swing at them because we wanted to blow up their Titans, even if it was in their space, and we missed. On the other hand, we took the shot. I'm delighted that we took the shot, and we will continue to do that. I want the enemy to realize that we will be psychopathically aggressive when opportunities present themselves, and that they do always have to be on guard, that we are willing to do the things that they are not willing to do. They are scared of regional gates, and we are not. So look forward to that. I know a lot of people sort of turned up a little bit later and were like, holy shit, there's like fleet action in like late US time zone on a Thursday, what the fuck? As these guys are getting closer to Delve, asymptotically closer to Delve, and they don't put enough pressure on us, we will be aggressive. We will be doing things in time zones you might not expect. This war is extremely serious right now because, in theory, they are about to be invading us now that they have pulled away from Fountain. So be on guard for that. we have to... it is kind of interesting. So for the Fountain Front thing, they are moving away from Fountain today as we speak. Our enemies are doing move ops. Many of you were on ops of ours to fuck with their move ops earlier today during the main fireside time slot. They abandoned the final timer on one of our faction fortizars in Fountain to run away from Fountain. They have blown up all of our keep stars in Fountain. Go them, using their Titans. Go them. They brought a few hundred. That's cute. But what they're doing is they are now going to install a bunch of random ass little alliances that are dumb enough to take the offer and leave the rest of the cleanup to them. Like they're going to give, I don't know, like Trailer Park Illuminati is a horde is giving them some territory in Fountain, and I guess this is going to work out well for them. I am delighted by this. If they want to install a bunch of randos in space right next door to our space that we can fuck with, but great. But, we have to prepare for the fact that they might be finally about to invade Delve, and I want you guys to know what that looks like. There are a couple ways that they could do it. They could put a keep star down in Quirius. They could put a keep star down in NPC Delve. They could go cautious again and try to like nibble on North Quirius for a while without really committing to fully going into our space. We don't know what they're going to do. And one of the reasons we don't know what they're going to do is that I don't think that they know what they're going to do. There is two very different philosophies about how this war should go. You see that from the legacy side. They want to have this be slow and cautious and blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, the PanFam guys want to win it or get it over with sooner. So that's why there's sort of this disconnect between each of these fronts. So what can you expect? We obviously do not think that we are going to lose Delve. We put down three new keep stars this week. We put two in 1DQ1 because fuck you, that's why. And we put one in R5. That was the HKU keep star there. So we are obviously bullish on our chances. We don't think we're going to lose this. And, you know, if we were at risk of losing this, you would think that the enemy would be up on our grill already, like capitalizing on something as opposed to whatever the fuck this is. But that also means that it's hard to predict necessarily what they're going to do or when they're going to do it. So like, I would love to see enemy Titans on our keep stars within our super capital range as soon as possible, because that's a fight that we want to take, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that we are going to win all of those timers, because we have a bunch of strategies that we have been working on. Like, here's the thing about a defensive war. While these guys have been pussyfooting around in like Fountain and whatever the fuck Legacy is doing, like our top fleet commanders are not sitting there just holding their dicks. Not only are they running fleets, but when they aren't running fleets, they're talking to each other and scheming up tactics and methods to deal with all of the possible scenarios that we can conceive of. That doesn't mean that we won't be surprised by some of the things the bad guys do. The bad guys get to make moves too, but every day that goes by, we get to refine our discussions and our strategies of how we are tactically going to handle these guys attacking us through various iterations of how they could be attacking us. But that's basically what's going to happen. And when they start attacking our Keepstars, sometimes we're going to try something and it's not going to work. And we will end the fight and say, see you at the next timer. So I don't want people to think they're going to come to Delve and then magically we're going to beat them in one big battle and then it's going to be over. I want you guys to be, it's the same policy as before, essentially, is they come in, we test things, they try things, we see how it goes. I am quite confident about things, obviously. But I don't want to be have people have like an unrealistic picture, like, you know, we're not going to lose any more Keepstars. Like, it's all going to happen in one big final battle, the first time they put their Titans on. Like, we'll have to see how this goes. But I'm pretty delighted by everything. I mean, this shit is working out really well for us. I'm pretty pleased by it. Let me take a look at some of these questions here. So that's like the big overview. Let me take a look. Here's a question here, which is, what does a large loss super fight for the enemy mean for them? Like if we had a BR level 5 fight and they lost. It depends upon how the pain is distributed, right? Like if we had a BR 5, like here's the thing. BR 5 was like 70 Titans lost by the bad guys and like 20 something lost on our side. I forget the exact numbers anymore. A number of these fights, simply because in the year of our Lord 2020, losing 70 Titans sucks, but it's not the same as it was in 2014, right? It's not like you're reset to want like to ground like to the start and you need to like retreat to the drone regions and build up for 2 years, which is what we did to Pandemic Legion in BR5. So, you know, this level of forces have never clashed before. We don't know exactly how it's going to go down. We do know that the enemy is continuing to publicly whine about how they think that Keepstars are awful and how they don't want to do it and how they're not having fun. So I don't really know how they're going to win this thing if they can't blow up our Keepstars and they tell everybody that they hate it. So this is the rubber is going to hit the road here soon. And that's what I want you guys to be prepared for. Like, they are running out of options to keep this thing going in a way that does not involve putting their dick on the table for us to chop it off. So, like, we're getting close to the rubber finally hitting the fucking road with these douchebags. Alrighty. Titans are way more cheaper. I don't remember exactly how much cheaper they are compared to the BR5 days, but especially with the magic of the Delve time unit, we shoot these things out way faster than the bad guys. All right, so I want people to know, you know, that's sort of the big strategic overview. Bad guys are pulling out of Fountain. They are going to put randos in there. We don't know whether this is going to be a U-Glass tribute, so We-Glass glass Fountain kind of thing. I'm pretty sure that they're going to take a swing at Delve because, you know, they have to at a certain level. Like, they have to come test us because if they don't try to take a swing at Delve, then they will, for all they know, we are actually like a weak alliance, a weak coalition that's going to collapse the moment that they attack us. We know that that's not the case, but they're not going to believe anything that we say, and they sort of are at least obligated to try it. So I want people to assume that they are going to attack us in Delve and get ready for it. Finally. What's the time frame for us taking Esoteria when they whiff their swing at Delve? It will depend upon how badly they whiff and how many of our Titans, I mean, how many of their Titans we kill and our disposition of forces after that. That's also a future plans question, so I don't want to... There you go, you can check the future plans box on Bingo. Alrighty. So let me see some brass tacks. I haven't been directly asked this question, but it came up in the Illum meeting, and I want to make sure everybody's on the same page. Don't unanchor anything because of the quantum course. Like, any Citadel that is actually down already has a huge advantage over any like newly deployed Citadel with the upcoming quantum core changes. So if you're like sitting there going, you know, should I do something about my Citadel because quantum cores? The answer is no, don't touch it. Are we covering our Titans go down in a big fight? Never been told if we are. Yeah, we reimburse Titans that are lost. Are we allowed to request aid from undesirable parties in the case of us tackling caps, like asking simple farmers to drop in fat? You're not supposed to be making any kind of diplomatic contacts of any kind unless you're an authorized diplomat. Like, I always hate it when somebody is like, hey, well, actually, my friend in this hostile organization that shoots us, like, we had this alliance of convenience and we secretly made a deal and somebody got shot over that. Don't be that guy. Would I suggest pulling the trigger on Citadel drops before the patch hits for Quantum Quartz to take advantage of grandfathering? Very likely, but we need to make sure that we have like an official policy on this before the October patch, and we will let you guys know. Like we're gonna dial into this. One of the challenges with dealing with CCP patches, and I say this pretty much every time there is a new CCP patch that was recently announced, and people are like, "What are we gonna do about it?" is CCP always changes their initial dev blogs because they have fucked up something or other. Like in this case, they forgot that wormhole space exists. So I often don't like solidifying our plans as to what exactly we're going to do about what CCP says they're going to do until it's closer to patch time and we have a bit more commitment from the company as to what they're actually going to do. So don't worry, there will be guidance. We will talk about this on future Firesides and we're going to be talking about it in Kremlin meetings and we're going to figure this out. But basically, whatever, don't panic. Should we keep stockpiling faxes and dreads? Yes, absolutely. The fight in G Magic the other day, like I was really excited about that, and I am still really excited about that. Like it did not go well for us in terms of like we whiffed, but it could have gone, you know, flip a coin, it could have gone a different way, and we could have killed a bunch of their titans. And so like you have to take certain shots, right? Like if you have the opportunity, you have to be able to say, okay, we're going to take a shot and maybe it misses, but you got to take the shot. And we did take the shot. And now they know that we're hunting their fucking titans. And now you guys know that this is a kind of thing that we're willing to do. And so in terms of questions about like dreads, there's a lot of carrier and dread action taking place. I strongly recommend that everybody get as many capital ships as they can get. Yeah, and the other thing is it wasn't just me. It was kind of nice. Like when, you know, there's always a question of like, are you drinking your own Kool-Aid? Like when it comes to like, oh my God, spinning or whatever. And, you know, when you look at a lost battle report, my reaction was, I'm really glad that we're making these aggressive plays because it's going to put the guys who are supposed to be attacking us more on the defensive because they realize that they have to play with complete caution even when they're in Esoteria and Paragon Soul. Otherwise, we might drop on them. And like, yeah, and it wasn't just me. I saw in general from people in fleet and from talking to people afterwards that we were all fucking fired up to swing our dicks around and drop some vehemence on nerds. And we did. And great. Let's do it again. Let's do more. So there's going to be more opportunities, I hope. Have I already commented on Reddit, on Asher's Reddit post? No. He posts a lot on Reddit. I don't know which one you're talking about. Let me take some more questions here. Let me also make sure I'm not missing something on my notes that I'm supposed to talk to you guys about from the Loom meeting. One thing that you're going to see a lot of soon, it's tough to commit to exactly writing something because like when the muse strikes, and I don't like mashing out war updates that are not really like up to snuff in terms of being fun to read and entertaining or necessary. But we are going to have sometime in the next like 48 hours, I'm going to write a war update just to kind of get everybody up to speed as to all the shit that's happened. Because, you know, obviously the enemy pulling out a fountain and potentially making an attack on us is like another like save point in this war. We are seeing a lot of people who are returning to this game that have not played in a long time. So you are going to see as veterans come back for this, people asking questions in fleet and trying to get spun up on 2020 Eve. So we have not had a problem with this. This is not a, like, I need to scold somebody. This is a, just look forward to, a bunch of returning veterans, that is continuing to be the case as this war heats up, more of our old school people come back. And please do be helpful and kind with teaching old dogs new tricks. INN is in fact hiring. There is never been a better time to herf blurfs and write words, both for streamers and for writers. You can link the INN is recruiting thing in Elysium, please. All right. We have a bunch of Sigs and Squads that normally I am, let's see, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Villy, Pro God, Legends, Gobbins. I'd fuck Pro God Legends easily. Like, he's the only one out of those three that is fuckable. Say what you will about Piggles. He's a good-looking boy. I would probably marry Gobbins because he would be easy to set up with a system of never talk to me ever and go over here. And then just by process of elimination, not because I particularly want to kill him, but just because it would be easier to marry Gobbins, and that way I would probably say kill Villy. Alrighty. Yeah, Cuddle Time, that's exactly what I want to do in the war update, which is a what the fuck is going on in EU for everybody who's coming back after a long absence. I mean, the obvious thing is the puppies are doing what they do every 5 or 6 years, which is they get together and they say that goons are cancer on EVE and they try to exterminate us from the game, and then, ideally, they fail again. But there's a lot more to that, and we will write that up in a war update and sort of the story so far. How are the strategic Tilde reserves holding up? You know, the fucked up thing about this war, guys, and I wouldn't have anticipated this, but the enemy is being so cautious in general that we, the biggest whelps that we've had have been kind of like of our own making, right? Like that we took a really aggressive shot on Thursday in G-Magic, right? But that was one of the first really big reimbursement situations that we've had in this war. Like one of the things that's been fascinating about this is in fleet fight after fleet fight, we are beating these guys. I mean, you guys know, you go on fleets and most of the time we are winning fights. Occasionally we do have whelps, but that's how defensive war works. Like if we were not winning these fleet fights, we would have lost Delve by now. So it's been this really weird thing where we are losing many fewer ships of heavier asset classes than we were in the Jeff deployment, where it was like a sacrilege fleet getting fed every single day. Or, hey, we're going to teach new cap FCs how to do things and we're going to lose a bunch of carriers, right? Like the Jeff deployment, we're out there putting heavy hardware all day, every day, and the enemy was too. And now we're in this scenario where the enemy, like, they stick their toe in the water at Delve and then they run screaming back to their space and hope that somebody else does the work. So it's just been kind of a funny thing. The narrative that the enemy is attempting to push is that we're out of money. We're not. I think it's really useful. Like, I think they're grasping at straws with that. I don't really understand why they think that, but whatever, I'll take it. But yeah, man, like the strategic Tilde reserves are there. The other thing is like there's a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes that I can't talk about, where it's like they say one thing and I'm sitting here going, I can't say anything about this dumbass. All right, whatever. So whatever, fuck them. They're going to have to put up or shut up soon, and we're going to find out whether they have brought enough Titans and whether we can bring enough Titans to kill them. And, you know, that'll be that. Why are we going to with our caps to G-Magic, and why aren't we waiting for them to come to us? Because sometimes the enemy shows weakness and you need to go on offense. You can't just play pure D. I mean, I guess you could, but then we're playing their game on their schedule, right? And I don't like doing that, right? From a strategic perspective, it is important to constantly disrupt the enemy's plans wherever you have the opportunity. And if they want to play completely passive, the right thing to do is to seek out opportunities to play aggressive because it's unexpected from us. They think that we're just going to sit there because if Test was in the same scenario, Test would just sit there because that's how Villy likes to do war. He's like an old man eating too many prunes or something. It's just... it's a very constipated war strategy, let's put it like that. And I guess that would explain why Villy is so full of shit. All right, let me take a look here. Locust Sig plug, that's excellent. We have been using Rorquals en masse to raise our ADMs. That is continuing to be very important, as the enemy technically might possibly be about to invade us. So please do check that out if you are a Rorqual and would be willing to dig some space trenches and get rich while you're doing it. We have a plug for Allied Scouts. We also have a plug for GSFOE. which is very important for all of the hacking contests we've been having. All right, let me check my notes here. All right. I think that, and yeah, as Vesidius points out, that GM fight was totally random. It wasn't planned. Like, we saw titans that we could go after, and we went after them, right? Like, it was a target of opportunity, and that's the kind of thing I want people to expect, right? It's not like we're planning that for 3 days. We saw an opportunity. We took a shot. It didn't work out. We're going to find more opportunities, and we're going to take more shots. The Summer Children, I don't think they know what the Horn of Gundor is, but I don't want to talk about it until we fire it off, Diogenes. All right. I think that's going to be it for now. It's a later fireside than usual, and I think we've answered most of the questions that are reasonable to answer. And I'm going to go, like, cook a steak or something or other like that. We have Saturday Night Swarm tonight. That should be fun. We will see you guys on the field. Keep on keeping on. Like, we're waiting for the bad guys to put their dicks on the table and chop them off. So, yeah, be ready for it. We will do this again next week. Thanks for coming, guys.